Food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
In 2014, chia seeds were everywhere. It's the hottest item on the shelves. Carolina, are you a chia seed fan? Do you eat it?
I am a chia seed fan. Well, I actually like all seeds, but chia seed was pretty fun to play around with because you could soak in water, it would puff it up, or you could use it dry. I wonder if our guest today was also a chia seed fan. We have Andrea Donsky with us. She's the founder of Naturally Savvy. And she's here in our Family Food Kitchen to help us sort through the old trends from 2014 and which ones should we say goodbye to, which ones should we keep around. So hi, Andrea.
Hello, ladies. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
So great to have you here. What is your opinion of chia seeds? Are they here to stay, and do you use them very often?
You know what? I am a huge fan of chia seeds. I mean, for so many reasons. They're high in omega-3s. They've got protein. I mean, yes. And you know what I love about chia seeds, too, is you can use them for so many different things. You could put them into drinks, and you could put them into your yogurt. So I think they're here to stay. I think they're one of those nutrient-dense foods that have been around for so many thousands and thousands of years since the Aztecs, and I think that it's one of those things that because it's a nutrient dense food, they're not going anywhere.
I think I have to agree with you
because I use them in smoothies every day. How about you, Carolina?
Yeah, I do. I have to agree with you, Andrea. I think like the year before was a huge year for flax seeds, and I still kind of use them. I just have both. I like having the option to do chia or flax seeds. Sometimes I do both. So I have to agree with you. They're power little seeds, and I think they're here to stay. I agree.
How about kale? You know, kale just came right out of the woodwork, and it's everywhere. There's kale chips. There's kale baby kale. There's adult kale. There's kale in everything. Is this a fad, or, Andrea, are we going to be eating kale all this year too?
Well, I mean, kale is extremely very high in nutrients. And the great thing about kale is it's one of those vegetables that also help to balance our hormones. So I do think it's here to stay. I think that there's so many different ways to eat kale. I think when people think of kale, they're like, ew, you know, green. It tastes, you know, a little bit on the, you know, a little bit, not the sour side, but it's got a little bit of a pungent taste. And there's so many different ways that you could eat it. Like one of my favorite recipes, and my kids love this. So for those of you who are listening and you have children, oh my God, try this. You basically take your kale, you wash it, you put it into a bowl, you put a little bit of awesome, you know, sea salt, you put a little bit of pepper, you put a little olive oil, and literally you mix it all together, a little bit of garlic, and you just literally bake them at like a really low heat for about 45 minutes, and they become hard, so they become chip-like. And then you could throw them onto your salads, or you can just eat them straight from the bag. They are so good. So I do think that kale is here to stay, and I do think there's going to be some new ones next year, like cabbage, some other super high, you know, cruciferous vegetables that I think people are going to really put on their list of must-eats for 2015.
Boy, that's just great news, because kale, I never had kale growing up. I mean, this was really new to me as well, and I've been around for a while, so we're getting smart finally. How about pumpkin?
Plus, I think even though the trend of kale really started in 2014, I think most people at first were a little bit scared of what to do with kale or how to incorporate it, and they became much more familiar with it as the year went on, when the chips recipes, just like the one you described, Andrea, that sounds awesome, and people started to get really used to the idea and use it. So now that they know how to make it, I think they're going to keep making them. I have to agree with you on that.
No, I definitely, awesome. You know, I do think so. And I think, you know, I think the key when it comes to food and getting people to eat it, because a lot of people, whether they do or don't, sometimes food sounds scary, especially when it comes to the greens. And I know for, you know, especially for parents with kids, and you guys work with parents with kids, is it's hard to get our kids to eat certain foods, especially when it's the greens and it's a different color. And we want our kids to eat the rainbow as much as possible, but sometimes it's not that realistic. So really shaking it up and coming up with really fun and different recipes like the kale chips, or even putting it into foods, hiding it in foods that you wouldn't necessarily think of, is another way to get your kids to eat it. So I think, you know, as long as we get creative, I think our kids are going to eat it. And sometimes they know they will, and sometimes they don't. So
I know. I bought a whole bag of kale with the intention to making chips, but I ended up using it in smoothies and also in some mason jar type salads, which was another huge 2014 trend. Did you get to play around with any mason jar recipes?
You know what? I didn't, but I know that it was a huge trend this year, and I did not. I'm not, you know, I don't love to cook. I love to cook, but I don't love to cook. I'm sorry. I cook, but I don't absolutely love to cook. So I do it because I'll cook it all fresh. But I know one of the things I said that I was going to do for this year is really try to use those mason jars a little bit more, like for using it for fermented vegetables and making my own recipes, because that's something I love to eat. I mean, fermented anything is like on my hot list. But, you know, I'm going to try a little bit more. So to answer your question, no, I didn't get to try it, but it's something I do want to experiment with this year.
Yeah, and I didn't even go out and buy mason jars, by the way. And I think this is a great idea for everybody, too, is just recycle your jars. I ended up using a lot of my old peanut butter jars or my old sauce jars, and they're great. They're great. They're great quality. You can still use them. You don't have to go out and buy mason jars. And they're really good to take salads to work and things like that. So that was kind of a fun thing to see popping up everywhere and everyone getting excited about it.
Well, the mason jars have been around for a long, long time. The past is coming to the future again. My mother always used them, and you know what? I have a whole bunch of them in the basement, and now I can just bring them out and use them. And I was just pretty excited about it, but I bet their stock has gone up because they are hot item, but they're also, as we've all just pointed out, very useful. I jumped in and interrupted you, so sorry, but I wanted to get to pumpkin, because now we even see pumpkin ravioli. Who would have thought? What do you think about pumpkin? Is that here to stay, Andrea?
I mean, pumpkins, obviously, I mean, it's part of our food supply, and they're very high in vitamin A, which is amazing. They have like 200% of our daily recommended intake of vitamin A, which helps with our vision. It helps with, you know, so many different things. And I think they are here to stay. And I do think that the great thing about pumpkins as well is that they contain fiber. They have about 3 grams of fiber per cup. So it's a really great way to get your carotenoids, which again is another important compound that we need to be getting daily. So I do think they're here to stay. And back to our conversation about making it fun is you can even go to pumpkin seeds. I mean, I know most people around Halloween is when we really, you know, play around with pumpkin or Thanksgiving. But I think that, you know, you can use it in different ways. You could bake it. You could put it into recipes, puree it, make a great pumpkin soup. So I think, again, it's a matter of just finding the different ways to do it so that you don't become bored of eating it the same way all the time.
Yeah, you know what I thought was really great about
everybody. Carolina, go ahead.
It's okay. What I thought, a lot of these baking recipes, I love to bake. So a lot of these baking recipes that are lower in fat or looking to lower sugar, they tend to use applesauce in there, right? It's a great ingredient to hold moisture. But what I found is you can almost always substitute that applesauce for pumpkin puree. And you come out with a twist in the flavor, and it works the same way. It holds the moisture. So that's another fun way to use pumpkin. So I hope it's here to stay in the whole year, not just fall time.
Yeah, I was going to say, the good news is that all this is inexpensive. These are not expensive vegetables that you can use in a multiple ways that have just been described to serve to your family. Paleo diet. Oh, my gosh. Paleo diet was a big rage. What is your opinion of that, Andrea?
You know, I just had this conversation yesterday, in fact, and, you know, I'm a big believer that there's no one diet fits all, and it's about choosing foods that work well for our bodies and trying different things. So if you're the type of person that does really well on something like the paleo diet, which is very minimal grains, if any, then I think it's great. I think that I know there's a huge community out there that support that type of diet. And I've also spoken to many people that, you know, are huge lovers of being a vegan that follow a vegan diet. So I think the key is following a diet that suits you best and that makes you feel good. Because at the end of the day, all of these diets are about making you feel better. And if it works, hey, hats off to you.
Andrea, that's perfect. Thank you so much for being with us today. That's exactly the way I think. I agree with you 100%. And if you want to find out more about Andrea's blogs, her recipes, and so much more, visit her at naturallysavvy.com. And if you want to look for more of our own recipes, visit us at kidcritics.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And in the meantime, eat well, stay well.